You gonna play us in or?
No.
Why?
How are you doing first? I want to talk about your feelings.
Oh, my feelings.
How are you feeling? Comfortable?
Yeah. It's a good thing we stole these chairs from work.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of
Spooky Siblings. I'm Faith.
And I'm Oliver.
And we're here to talk about some movies. Well, just one today.
Like we operate a deep dive and review and discussion podcast.
We spoil a lot, so watch it first.
Well, it's all spoilers. It's all spoilers.
Yes.
And so what we're here to do is just talk about different scary movies, what we like about them, what we don't like about them, based on our years of expertise as connoisseurs.
Yes.
And today, it was Faith's pick.
I wanted to go with nostalgia today. I was trying to feel young.
You're feeling mid-2000s?
2006, yeah. What times? What wonderful times. 2006,
yeah. We were still in the old house. Think about that.
Gross. That's a long time ago.
Yeah, this is very nostalgic. Today we're reviewing Silent Hill, 2006. This is the first one of the series, right?
The first one, yeah. The first time I watched this was in the basement of my best friend's house. Shout out to Titi.
Actually, in Titi's house?
Yeah. And her dad was, like, on his computer in the basement with us. And I think he got, like, disgusted of the movie.
Yeah, fair.
and he left, and then he turned off the lights when he left the basement, and I got so scared.
Actually?
Yeah. I was so scared. I'm like, you know, we don't have to finish watching this movie. It's stupid anyways. But I was actually just terrified.
Aw, 14-year-old emo, scared.
I was terrified. This movie scared the bejesus out of me.
Yeah, that's the thing. It was scary.
It was scary. At that time.
At that time, yeah.
And it's based off the game, which we both love.
I did notice how much it is like the game.
I would hope so.
For sure. If this movie got anything right,
the game
it's
elements,
that. Yeah, it's staying true to the roots of the game, for sure. All the best characters, all the best mobs were in it.
Oh, yes. All our favorites. All of the...
What are you looking up there?
Just the actors and the director and stuff.
I wanted to look up if there is a Silent Hill in West Virginia.
I don't think there's a real Silent Hill in West Virginia.
I don't think so. I think there is a real Silent Hill.
There really isn't a real Silent Hill in West Virginia.
Not in West Virginia.
Just in general?
No. I was looking to see if there's one in West Virginia because that's where they were talking about.
Yes.
But there isn't.
No, because this is fake.
Thanks.
So what are you looking up? I don't understand.
Well, I wanted to look that up. It's not real.
No, I could have told you that.
Oh, my God. Okay, whatever.
Okay, I'm sorry. Don't be mad.
Well, I am mad. What? You're being mean to me. You're bullying me. This is my show. You're trying to come here, edge me out. Okay.
No, you're trying to edge me out and bring on Nadine. You guys did one episode together. You think she's the better partner?
Well, she was a star. What do you want me to tell you? But the kid has talent.
She literally covered her eyes when he ripped her skin off.
Yeah, she can't watch scary
How
movies.
Is she supposed to do
That's
this?
That's my...
You?
I gotta...
You're left with me.
Yeah. Yep.
You gotta
okay.
settle.
So that said, where do you want to start on this one?
We all know the actors, basically. Radha Mitchell. She's very familiar in a lot of things.
Yeah, what do I know her from?
Oh, Man on Fire. She's the mom from Man on Fire.
She was in something else we were watching actually recently.
The Crazies.
There you go.
Wow, she's in a lot. And then the amazing Sean Bean as well.
Woo, give it up for Sean Bean, everybody.
The one movie he doesn't die in.
What, does he usually die?
Oh, yeah.
Are you like a big Sean Bean fan?
Yeah, who isn't?
I'm not a big fan. Like,
he's an amazing actor.
Kind of indifferent. Really, what are his best roles?
Ned Stark.
Well, Ned Stark was his best for sure.
Well, I liked him in a lot of things. Let's see what else.
No, this is not a Sean Bean podcast.
Oh, give me your rating.
Where do you want to start on this guy? With a rating?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I got a rating picked out. It's sure. a number out of 10.
Yeah, that's usual. That's usually how it goes.
I know you like this movie. I don't want you to get me wrong. I like this movie, too.
Okay.
But we need to admit, it's not a good movie.
It's not a good movie, no.
That said, it had some redeeming qualities.
For sure. It had iconic features.
I gave it a 4.
I gave it a 5.
I was in the spectrum of 3 to 5.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
3 I thought was too harsh. 5 I thought was too good.
Well, I gave it a 5, I think, out of nostalgia and probably...
See, those are the things that bring it to a 4 for me.
Really?
Because it's really not there.
I don't think it was that bad. Okay, yeah, the CGI probably kind of sucks, yeah.
Okay, no, the CGI sucks. The writing sucks. The acting sucks.
Okay, yeah. Other than Sean Bean. And the Demon Girl was
like,
really good.
The directing, the cinematography, like, the general production I was not a fan of.
Yeah, well, you might have a point.
It's very, like, I don't even know how to describe, like... That cheesy cookie cutter movie, like
they should really remake this movie.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like this, I feel like the Silent Hill and the Resident Evil movies, so much potential that's never been fully captured. You know, like I feel like they both make great movies.
Yeah, I really don't like all the remakes that are happening, but I feel like
did you watch that new Resident Evil? It sucked.
No, I haven't. I heard it lame. But I feel like if they remade this movie, it could be really good.
Oh, Silent Hill could be great. Everything is there.
Oh, it could be so scary.
All the horror is there.
Just needs to be better.
It really doesn't need that much story. Like, that's the thing. Like, this, they really tried to focus so much on, like, a skeleton of a story that they're really just trying to over-explain and tie so much together.
Really over-explained a lot.
Where you really just need to focus on the horror. Just needs to be scary.
That's true.
You give the opening story of she lost her daughter. She falls into this trap in space-time looking for her daughter. And then all hell breaks loose.
Yes.
For an hour and a half. That's really like all the story you need.
Yeah.
You don't need to keep doing this thing about the religion. Like I don't even know really what was happening, to be honest with you. I tried to keep track, but... I got lost. I genuinely lost. By the end, when that little girl's explaining it to her, she goes on this long...
Oh, yeah. That was way too long.
Way too long and convoluted.
Yeah.
I couldn't keep track of the girls and the ladies.
Yeah. So there's, I guess, like, three girls. Yeah. So there's the demon girl, Alessa, and Sharon. And then the demon girl.
Yeah, does she have a name?
Which is a completely separate entity. No, because they said they threw in that trope, I go by many names.
Yeah, this movie literally inspired me to create a new
category
for things, for notes to take. Literally, I'm going to start taking this. Yeah, just tropes, because I couldn't count on this. Like, it was like every every plot device in this movie was a trope. Hit all of them, all the good ones, all the small ones, everything.
I'm surprised they didn't have that stupid scream in the back.
You know what? I'm surprised the Wilhelm scream did not make it in.
What is it called?
It's called the Wilhelm scream.
I hate that scream so much. I wish everyone would stop using it.
Yeah, it's usually out of place. Like,
do you want to give me your spooky and stupid meter then? Stupid, obviously, is kind of 5, I would say.
Spooky's pretty high. I mean, not spooky. Stupid's pretty high. Yeah. Spooky's like 1.5.
Yeah, I gave it a 2.
2 is fair, honestly. Like,
I feel like if you're new to horror and you're a kid,
yes,
this is super spooky.
This is probably
spooky.
Up to a 2 or maybe a 3.
Yeah. Like, I was terrified. I was so scared as a kid.
If you're watching this in 2006.
Yeah, this is really good in 2006.
Yeah. If you're listening to this in 2006, you are not going to agree with us.
You're going to think it's the best movie.
It's just, yeah, that was a tough time for...
CGI and acting.
For CGI.
And stuff.
Yeah, because
especially horror movies, too.
Exactly. But for everything, like, it was just... It was kind of just getting sophisticated, but it wasn't sophisticated enough to not look out of place. And I guess before we saw anything better, it didn't. But now it's just looks so out of place.
So bad, yeah.
So noticeable now. Yeah, which, I mean, is a sign of the times. Like, it's tough. It was tough at this time.
But the practical effects that they did use aged wonderfully, and they're so good. Like, Pyramid Head is a real person. His knife is a real thing. Really? The nurses are all real.
The nurses, yeah, look great. That's true.
Like, those things were great, and they looked amazing.
You're telling me Pyramid Head is real?
Yeah, it was a real dude. It wasn't fake.
The knife was real? Somehow the knife looked weird to me.
I saw something on TikTok. It was like the guy practiced wielding the knife so much so he could, like, make the shots look really good, and so he could, like, whip it around like he does in that scene. That was real. And the guy in the washroom was real. Like, that's spooky. That was scary how he's screaming and dragging himself, and he's, like, hogtied with barbed wire.
That's true.
It was great. But, like, the bugs, the ashes, how, like, when it flips into the darkness and everything goes into ash, kind of.
Oh, yeah.
Very bad.
Yes. Just a couple things are kind of weak.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff's kind of weak, but a couple things were good. You're right.
But their practical effects, they should have done more of that.
And all in all, overall, like, I want to call them mobs, like, it's a game, but, like, what do you call them? Like, all the creatures were scary. We're good.
Yeah.
I don't think there's...
The legs. We saw a leg.
Yeah, one leg.
Well, there was one more in the mountains, but he didn't come down.
Oh, there was?
Yeah. But he sprayed the acid, which is the freaking most annoying part of them. So we saw a lot of good things. And those, like, little ember children.
Yeah, you know what? I don't think I
don't remember. Again, I've
only
played
two, but...
Well, anyways... What are your likes? You want to tell me your likes?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
My favorite thing about the movie would be the barbed wire death.
Oh, for Sarabella?
That is hardcore. One of the top 10.
That was a good death. Those barbed wires did not care where they went.
Dude.
They went everywhere.
They went. They were, it was a little.
Very bloody.
It was very bloody. It was a little hentai.
Very hentai inspired. A little bit
gory hentai.
Very hentai.
But that makes for a fun death, in my opinion.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was
good. The barbed wire is just kind of finding, you know, their way in and out.
At any portal. And then they ripped her in half.
Ripping her in half, yes.
It was great. Loved it.
Yeah, that's a good death for me.
Great death.
I like that. Satisfying part of the movie.
My favorite death was obviously Anna's. Where he rips her skin off. Beautiful. Ugh.
Beautiful. I would kind of like to... Sounds sick. I would kind of like to see her skinless body.
Yes. I wish they lingered on it. I was going to say the same thing. I wish they lingered on it more.
Yeah.
Because, like, you see it just for a split second when he, like, flings her flesh suit at them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, if only they kept it on that for, like, if he just held her and she's screaming skinless, oh, that would have been top.
Yes.
Maybe if they remake it, who knows? Maybe they will heed our warnings.
Yeah, one of the biggest missed opportunities, I would say.
Man, he should have been ripping. Man, you know what should have happened? The church door should have closed with, like, maybe five or so people out of it, and he's just picking them up and ripping their skins off. Like, that should have been a whole scene. That would have
like
been just
like
twisting
bananas. Just popping them out of their peels.
Exactly. That would have been so good.
Yeah, I would have liked more
pyramid head carnage. Oh yeah. Because he's so scary in the games.
Such a scary character. Like, I really admire the imagination and creativity in coming up with iconic characters like that.
Right, yeah.
Like, what a bad guy. Like,
yeah.
The mask is so scary because it's like, how are you holding that with your head? What is his head shaped like? That's what I want to know. Because I feel like it's pyramid shaped. I feel like he looks like Phineas.
Oh.
Or Ferb. One or the other. I don't know. I've never watched that. But
whichever one has the triangle head.
I feel like his face is...
Really?
No, probably not.
I would assume it's just a normal head.
Great villain. One of the scariest characters.
Yeah. And the first scene we see of him, he's like coming out of the sea of bugs. And they're crawling all over him. Yeah. And it's like, ugh. So so scary. I love him.
Only second to the nurses, man. Oh, come on in.
Sorry, guys.
Come That's on okay. in.
We were talking about...
Pyramid Head.
Oh, he's a literal...
Nadine actually watched...
We stand literal queens.
100%. He stays true by That's his true. Name. He's
very literal.
You know, actually, I was going to say, at work, you know when they're pulling the skins off the off the chicken thighs?
Like Pyramid Head?
That's whenever I see that, I'm like, Pyramid Head. Actually. I feel like, it went one time when I helped him, I like...
Did it make you feel like you connected with him kind of spiritually?
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, I could get behind the skin pulling.
You could get behind the skin pulling? I don't even know who this is. Who am I talking to?
Disgusting.
Any other likes?
What I like about this movie is the nostalgia. This really hits me in the 2000s feels.
Definitely.
And it makes me feel warm and fuzzy when I watch it.
Definitely it does.
Now, this is the kind of movie for me I could put on and watch, not when I'm really looking to watch a movie.
Yeah, just for background noise.
When I'm looking mostly to go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
This is a good...
Definitely.
You never just fall asleep to horror movies? Sometimes I do, yeah. A lot of the times I'm not looking for scary sleep.
Yeah.
But when I am, yeah. Something like this
yeah.
is like a perfect fall asleep horror movie. You know, it feels like it's like,
yeah.
Feels like it's so 2006. You can have some feels like you're falling asleep. Dreams
and have a good time.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. Sometimes, well, for us, like yeah. scary movies are, you know.
Yeah. And our scary dreams are like even better.
No, I wouldn't say that for me personally. But, you know, scary movies are kind of comforting for us. This Definitely. Is one that would do that for me.
For sure.
I don't like a lot of things necessarily about the movie itself.
Okay, well.
But there were a couple things it got right. Like we said, obviously, the creatures. The general atmosphere I thought was pretty good. I thought it actually captured Silent Hill pretty well. Aside from there's so many people and the whole cult religion thing.
Like, yeah, but the people in the church were like people already dead. They refuse to accept that they're dead and that's sure, how they're living on.
Sure.
So that's why there's people there.
I can get behind that. I just don't think it's how Silent Hill would really be.
Okay. That's personally. Fair. Yeah. Just a lot more monsters.
But I do think the atmosphere was pretty well done. Like anytime we got a shot into that depths with the... I don't even know just what the grates everywhere yeah, and yeah. stuff. You know what I'm talking about with the fire at the
yeah,
bottom?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the mines.
Yeah, yes, the mines. There you go. I thought that really captured Silent Hill really well.
Mm-hmm.
You know what else I liked? Let me tell you what else I liked.
I'll say that I liked that it was a projection of Alessa's, like, hatred and anger. Wouldn't you do that if you were burned? Not really burned. She was, like, barbecued.
Yeah, I was going to say, bro, they did not burn her at the stake.
She literally like, barbecued her on, like, a grill.
Yeah, they, like, slow roasted her.
They slow roasted her.
Yeah, that's sickening. They spit roast almost.
She even had grill marks on her body. Like
she did have grill marks, yeah.
Do you guys not know how to burn people? You guys can't do that, right?
Yeah, yeah, I can't lie. That was pretty sickening.
Like, the way they burned Sybil, poor Sybil. She didn't deserve to die. Dude,
like, cooked, literally cooked alive.
They deserve all the barbed wire in their coochies. Oh,
absolutely, absolutely. What's her name deserve the barbed wire, for sure?
Sarabella. And you know what? Okay, can we just go on to the dislikes, or are you done with your likes? Because it seemed like you were... trying to just fish one out.
The last one I liked was the sad painting of the witch getting burned at the stake.
Oh, yeah.
I just like a picture of, like this is what the witch who was burned at the stake drew about her. And it's just her with a sad face. Like, like her frowning.
Yeah, yeah. But was she a witch before or was she a witch after? Because it seemed like maybe she was more of a witch after.
You better not be asking me about the story because I'm hazy on the story.
Yeah, because
the story was convoluted.
Yeah, because I think they only hated her because she was a bastard. But then maybe in her anger and after getting slow roasted,
The getting slow came, roasted will give you demon powers.
Yeah, and then I'll the demon came and they kind of made some agreement to destroy the town and kill everybody.
Yeah, she's not actually like the demon.
No. The demon is a whole separate thing.
Yeah,
But the demon actress, the girl actress, was way better than Sharon's actress.
True.
Ugh. True. Sharon was brutal.
True.
Brutal child actor. I'm sorry, but it's true.
It's true. It's true.
Okay, you want to move on to dislikes?
Yeah, hit me. Hit me.
Okay, I really found it funny.
My first dislike was Sharon.
Sharon, yes, 100%. Her acting was atrocious.
That was the first thing
I think I could act better than her, for sure. Oh, Silent Hill! Silent Hill! She's just screaming like, girl, chill.
Yeah, that was the first
thing. She was overacting, like Nadine said, she was chewing the scenery. She was trying to make it her big break, that one. And the house location, Nadine made it. Nadine's comments throughout the movie was really funny.
The house location?
Yeah, because it's like, it's in a national park.
Oh, yeah, the opening
beside
scenes.
A waterfall, beside a highway with a bridge.
Yeah, the opening scenes are kind of crazy.
And
it looks like she goes for a trek across the United States.
Yeah, I swear
she,
they
like,
probably.
She hits every biome somehow.
They probably filmed that in like 5 different spots because it was so random.
Yeah, it was weird.
The opening scene made sense.
They own like 6,000 acres of land. With a waterfall and a major highway in it and a bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah. The opening scene was kind of ridiculous. Yeah. You did not need to walk that far, dog.
No. And if your child has like that crazy sleepwalk situation going on, wouldn't you like...
have like precautions?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Or like call the police, not like just go for a trek immediately when you're like... oh, my child's missing. I'm going to go for a cross-country hike.
Yeah, I also live beside a major highway, so she could have died.
I also live behind a massive waterfall.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
60 stories. She could have fell down.
Yeah.
I'm going to go peer over the top.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, the opening scene was wild.
And not to mention all the tropes. So there was a trope in almost every scene.
There were so many.
Be warned of all the tropes. I mean, I guess you guys have already watched it, so it doesn't make sense now.
You must be a weird cat if you're listening to this breakdown show about a 2006 Silent Hill movie and you haven't even watched the movie.
I think that's something Nadine would do because she only reads the Wikipedias of and the synopses of scary movies.
Hey, wow. Do you think that's a market for us? The people who watch, the people like Nadine who read the
synopsis
before they watch a movie, like you think they'll listen to us before they watch it and be like,
"Oh, that doesn't sound too scary." They only rated it at a 5.
Yeah,
maybe, but they don't know our ratings are.
But you know what? You brought up her comments. That's another thing, actually, where this movie shines. This is a great movie to watch with a couple of friends and make fun of.
Oh
honestly.
Yeah, definitely. Because
you can, you can make fun of everything.
Yes, you're right.
You were about to go on some long rant about something.
Yeah, yeah. Like, if you notice that your wife kidnapped your child to take her to some desolate town that is destroyed, that she sleepwalks about, wouldn't you just call the cops? She literally
The cops told them to pound sand.
Yeah, in that stupid town beside Silent Hill.
Well, the cops were in on it, right?
Yeah, but the cops that were in the town next to Silent Hill. He's obviously not in the town next to Silent Hill.
Well, I don't know if you... I don't think you can call cops that are not from your jurisdiction.
Okay, but I'm saying he's not from their jurisdiction. I'm saying he knew he was going to take her. He found out she literally kidnapped her. And he didn't call the cops right away. He's like, oh, I'm going to go find them. Is this flying right over
your
head?
It's video game logic.
I understand.
It's true.
But
I agree.
I think it's really stupid. I gave it a 5 out of 5 on my stupid scale because the stupid is
off
high,
the scale.
High, high.
It's a 6 or a 7.
Yeah, the whole kidnapping is crazy. And also the first.
Bro, think about the logic just to say, like, my child has this problem where she sleepwalks and says this name of this town. Oh, and I think she might come from there. It kind of seems like she's traumatized. I'm going to take her there. Like,
yeah,
the
right?
logic to say that makes no sense.
Yeah. That and, oh my God, the when she, the first alert happens and she walks down those stairs.
Like, yeah.
How, you're hearing that alert and you think the right choice is to go down those dark, dark scary stairs?
In a strange town.
Yeah, where there's nobody around.
And ash is falling from the sky.
Literally.
And they kept telling her that the fire's still burning underground.
Yeah, so she goes underground.
Like, there's probably still a fire there. Whatever.
Let's just go.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's this alarm for?
Everything is video game logic. I almost feel like if you watch this pretending that it is a game and, like, Rose is the main character and someone's controlling it, I feel like it's more enjoyable. If you just
okay,
imagine
that's
that
fair.
Is the game.
I didn't think of that because I'm thinking of more movie logic rather than game logic because game logic makes sense.
Which is fair. This is a movie we're talking about.
No, but but the game logic does make sense because, like, even when she reaches into that hogtied guy in the bathroom, into his mouth, like, first of all, how do you know something's in his mouth? Second of all, why would you ever put your hand in
yeah.
there? Third of all...
That's the thing, right? She walks up to it and a blurb said... Looks like there's something in its mouth. Dot, dot, dot.
Exactly. That's game logic.
Yeah.
Was the game first or the movie first?
No, the game.
Game first.
Game came out in 2001.
Oh, guys, I thought the movie was first and then the game came
out.
Oh,
no. You're sadly mistaken.
Sadly.
Which, like on that note, the game obviously kind of follows the same logic. Like, if you play the game and be like, I'm looking for a riveting story with... logic and smart decisions, you're not going to get it. Like, it's the same kind of logic and reactions and behaviors, but it's so scary.
Yeah.
And the music is so scary and the atmosphere is so good.
And
so
you're forced,
like,
to kind of go to the hotel and the different
definitely
rooms
when you're
and,
doing it,
and you
it's
don't want
different
to, but.
For sure. Somehow it plays differently in a game. Like,
it really does.
When you're watching real people, they've got to make real people decisions.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably a dislike now.
My question is, did they just lift the dialogue from the game and put it in the movie, like, so lazy?
You know,
that's exactly what I'm saying. A lot of, like, the dialogue, like, the game dialogue, a lot of it's just like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where it's, like, overly explanatory.
And yeah, very disjointed with the film.
Yeah.
Like, they're saying things that don't match with what's happening.
Yeah.
And what has happened, like, it's weird. It's lazy writing.
You're right. Good job, Nadine. Look at her. She's a critic as well.
Oh, what does she know? Everyone's a critic.
Right? But, yeah, for the game logic, it does make sense because, like, how...
I'm telling
why would you
if you picture that you're playing Rose, it's way more enjoyable.
Yeah. I didn't think of that.
Like, everything with the cop, like, when the cop pulls her over, why does she run away? Why didn't she just show the cop her license and registration and get on with her day?
I honestly
don't know. Why did she book it?
I don't know.
That's such a great question.
Doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't make sense.
But in a video game, it would make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she thought the cop was going to stop her from going into Silent Hill.
Yeah, maybe.
Presumably.
Yeah.
But she didn't know that. She could have just said, oh, I'm going straight onto this town instead of Silent Hill and gone on with her day.
It's true. She was literally at the fork in the road. She could have been like, no, I'm going this way.
Yeah.
Literally. She was literally at the fork.
Yeah. But, okay, so is Sharon 30 years old or is she...
I don't know.
Because
you're asking questions
I do not have
the answers to. She's the
reincarnation of Alessa.
But Alessa's still alive, kind of.
Yeah.
Halfway.
Maybe. I don't think she is.
She was looking around. She acknowledged her mom.
I guess so. But her mom is... Oh, well, her mom isn't dead because we saw her at the end.
Her mom was there. They had a moment.
Yeah, they did. Very convoluted.
This is the thing. Like, we really... we really shouldn't be digging...
Too far into this.
Yeah, this is...
You know what? You know what really bothered me?
Yeah, hit me.
Everyone kept mentioning... Oh, a man took his kid there and threw him in the mines.
Yeah.
Like, why would they keep mentioning
why
that?
Why was that not built on? Yeah.
Yeah. They just kept mentioning that in passing, like, two or three times. And it's like, what? for? Is that just why you guys close it off? Or is it just the massive underground fires that you close it off? Like, I think that was a one-off situation, since it's the only example you guys can give us of people doing silly things in there.
Like, yeah, one time some guy threw his kid in there and we've been crazy ever since.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, you really can't go too deep on something like this.
Definitely not.
We've said this before, like the last time we were reviewing something, where you just can't go that deep.
No. But they should just make a whole Pyramid Head movie.
It's literally, yeah, man. They really should.
That would be great. But so it kind of ends with the demon going into Sharon. And so when they get home, they're still in this alternate demon reality.
Yeah, they never leave Silent Hill.
Yeah, which I thought was silly. I thought.
Silly? It's kind of like that. It's kind of like that creepypasta.
Yeah, I just thought it was stupid because, like, if the demon just, like, took them home, she could cause a lot more havoc, I think.
That's the point.
Not in just a single reality with Rose.
No. I'm not following what you're saying.
Okay, never mind. Let's just move on. I just thought it ended really stupidly.
Oh, I agree with you on that one. I mean,
apart from the deaths,
it started stupidly.
Yeah, apart from all the deaths, like the end deaths, great. But apart from that, it was
satisfying. Mad. Yeah.
Yeah. I felt bad for Sybil though. Poor Sybil.
Yeah, she didn't deserve it. She was badass. She deserved more badass death than that.
Yeah. I thought she was dying when they were beating her in front of the elevator.
No, they just beat her up.
Right? I thought, yeah. And she was like all scarred up. I thought they were killing her there.
No, they just whacked her.
They just want to burn her. They really love burning people. Women.
Well, okay, that's my question. Is like this film verges on torture porn with women just screaming? And in being exposed, and like, for me, it gave me weird vibes, personally.
Not really.
I don't know if you guys disagree with that, but
I don't think it's torture porn.
It's just like a bunch of women.
No, I would agree. It's definitely edging onto torture porn, I would agree.
Like with the hog tying and the hentai barbed wire?
The barbed wire is definitely hentai inspired. Definitely.
Okay, maybe. And what else were you saying?
She was upset that the nurses were dressed pretty scantily.
It literally makes no sense, you guys.
They were scantily clad nurses.
I think it was great because, like, they're very scary and very sexy.
It's a combo. It's the classic combo. Like, scary and sexy.
Oh, you
want to
be near them. Oh, you want to, you know, get near them, but you don't want to because they're carrying these knives. Huh?
Scary and sexy is the classic combo.
Like, I don't know if you're sincere in what you're saying right now.
What?
Are you serious?
That they're sexy? Yeah.
The whole film isn't sexy. Like, that's not the point. It's like
Pyramid Head is kind of sexy.
But this was supposed to be done. Yeah, Pyramid Head was like
packed. He's got a body on
him.
Oh man.
Yeah, he was hot. I don't know, guys. Well, it was based in 74.
I'm telling
nurses
you, bro. They were
that.
Nurses from the 60s. That had to wear that, otherwise they would get fired.
Nurses from the 60s did not wear things like that, you guys. Be for real.
They had to, otherwise they would
get
fired.
Google 1974 nurse outfit, mid-America.
That's what nurses dressed like in the 60s?
100%.
That's how they dressed, bro.
This is what a nurse looked like in the 60s.
Yeah, look at those hoes.
That's... Not quite that short.
It was
but
just. It was
almost
just
that
their
short.
Buttons were
you
open
know what,
a little.
Though? They've been living in hell. It probably burned up the edges of the clothes.
Got perfect heaving bosoms coming out of the. Their
that's
whole
just,
bodies are torn to shreds, but their breasts are in perfect
no, just their faces.
That's
were
just
torn
their
to
genetics
shreds.
From that part. That's just.
What's wrong with the bosoms?
Maybe they're like I don't know. Yeah.
That's my opinion. I got that vibe. It was
honest, I have no choice but to agree with you. The nurses don't have to be sexy. It's just
yeah, but
they are
very weird
in the game. Like,
choice.
Like they are in the game. I'm pretty sure that's what they look like.
Yeah, right. They look like that in the game.
No, you're right. I think me watching it,
I mean, this is a game and a movie designed and written by men.
Yeah, and you're right. I think I was watching it thinking the movie came first. But knowing the game comes first, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because you're right.
How would...
Because look at video games, Oliver.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Look at Mortal Kombat.
There you go.
Yeah. Look at Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
Tomb Raider, what do you mean? Tomb Raider is a example of a well-dressed, strong woman.
Oh, yeah. And those Daisy Dukes. Yeah, for sure.
Your big pointy boobs.
The pointy boobs were just because of the low resolution on the PS1.
I remember the discussion being like, later on, the physics of her boobs bouncing.
Boobs thing. Boobs have really driven game graphics forward. Honestly, this is true.
No, it's actually true.
To get
very
the
true.
Jiggle right, like, they have worked tirelessly.
It's crazy.
Many hours to get that jiggle right.
I remember the discussion actually when the new Tomb Raiders were coming out in like, I want to say 14-ish. Yeah. And they were actually discussing boob physics.
And now we have better graphics for it. So thank you, boobs.
Sorry.
Like, imagine if we still had low poly, low res boobs.
Horrific.
Triangle boobies.
What a nightmare. Worse than Silent Hill, honestly.
That's the thing. Like, imagine you're in Silent Hill and there's no boobs around.
Yeah, it's the one redeeming quality of
God,
the whole thing.
What are you even doing there?
If you don't go for the boobs, what are you going for?
Oh my God.
You're going for the wrong thing, pal.
That's my two cents.
Or maybe those freaking that.
I agree. 20-pack
abs of Pyramid Head. Maybe those. Maybe that's what you'll go for.
Yeah, well, I mean, two sides, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I like the sexy nurses.
Faith seems to like the sexy nurses. Personally, I also like the sexy nurses, but I also agree that they don't need to be sexy.
That's true. They don't need to be.
And it really doesn't make a lot of sense.
But does anything need to be anything? Like, what does it matter?
But maybe the demon objectifies women, and he wants his women to be scantily clad.
Sexy nurses. My point is, the movie was torture porn. That was where I was going with it. Because it's like, look at all the sexiness and these two
it was one sexiness
models who are just screaming and screaming all the time.
No, I actually do agree with you on
that.
Okay, but that was one of the tropes. The sexy
right. That's it. That's all I'm...
women that are just in these bad situations.
Yeah, that's it. That's my... two cents.
Okay,
film.
That's fair. Okay,
that
I can see.
To me.
Yeah, I can understand what you're saying.
I'll excuse myself now.
No, I appreciate your opinion.
You don't need to excuse yourself. To be fair, like, I remember, I haven't played all the games, and I haven't even played the first one, but the second one, it wasn't that sexy. Like, I don't even know if there were nurses in it, or even really any. There were a couple of women characters, but.
Not sexy.
Wait, no, now that I think about it, I think there was one girl that was dressed pretty provocatively.
Well, I really like the nurse. I really like it, especially when they start, like, slashing at each other because they're trying to kill her, but they can't
see.
But they can't see. So they're just
the nurses as
throats.
A character I love.
Yeah.
Like, do any men in this film die? Or is it just women?
No, all the men do.
Well, all the men, like, villagers died.
Yeah. In the church?
Do you see any violence against men? Or is it?
Yeah, all the barbed wire. They start killing them with barbed wire.
There's a man, torn apart in the bathroom.
She stabs one in the neck.
I don't see that part.
We know. We walk up to him, like, chained up in barbed wire.
Yeah, and you're like, oh,
yeah,
that's disgusting.
Done. Yeah, he's already done, though. We don't see the process
true.
Of it happening.
No, but, like, at the end.
You wouldn't call that violence, though?
Yeah. Yes. But, I mean, I think it was very few and far between. It was just like...
Well, because it was all about witches and killing witches, and witches were the women. That's why.
Yeah.
It wasn't
it
the
is,
men were witches.
It is about that.
That's why there was so much violence geared towards that. But I understand, like, there is a discrepancy for sure in a lot of horror movies between violence against women and men.
Yeah.
But in this one, it was based towards the women because they were all against
the
witches.
Story called for it. I agree. But I'm saying the story calls for it in a very weird way because it's torture porn in the fact that it's you're only seeing women primarily being burned, being tied up with.
Honestly, things. I agree with you, and I think that's a good way of putting it.
I guess so.
Honestly.
But at the end, a lot of men do die, if that is any consolation.
It's not. I just think that's part of the film where I was really disliked it.
Okay, fair.
Personally.
That's fair.
That's, yeah, actually a good point. I mean, it is from 06.
Yeah. The height.
It does seem
the,
like it was yesterday, but it was time. It was a different time.
The height of killing women in movies for the sake of it.
Yeah, like, the whole scene with the nurses really threw me off, because it's just like a bunch of headless.
They weren't headless.
Okay, the headless isn't important thing. There's a faceless.
It's literally just their very sexy bodies in cute outfits with their boobs coming out. And then they're slicing each other's throats and just like, it's just that's a torture porn scene to me.
Okay.
That's definitely someone's fetish, for sure.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I agree.
That's fair. I get that. Weird.
And maybe, I mean, maybe the director was.
And it does nothing for the plot.
Well,
I actually agree, because she just kind of walked away.
Well, yeah.
Really nothing happened.
But in the games, they're more of a threat.
Well, they're a character that you keep encountering and you have to keep fighting them.
Yeah. They're more of a threat in the games. But in the movie, it was just like, let's put them in there because everyone likes them.
Right.
Yeah, kind of a cameo. But
yeah.
I agree with you. Potentially there was some fetish work behind the production of this movie.
But
very obvious too. Yeah. It wasn't like, oh,
I guess so.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
But the women who were doing that were all like very talented dancers, and they put on a lot of work to do that scene. Like, it was
not knocking them at all. They're such a paycheck, get your bag, you know. But like,
true.
I'm just
okay.
It
yeah,
out.
You're fair.
This
I'm just saying.
A male director is. I just think the male. It was very male gazey.
Yeah, but every movie in that era was.
I don't know why you're just sitting there defending
this.
This era definitely featured the male gaze pretty heavily.
In the early 2000s era, they all were.
It's true.
We're not going to find too many that weren't.
Right. But I'm saying with this one, it's very obvious.
Okay. And I'm not defending it. I'm just saying.
No, when you say they all were, though, that is a defense. And it's
I'm
a weak
not.
Defense.
I'm just saying, like, if we're gonna watch a scary movie with two blondes in a scary movie, we're gonna see a lot of objectification and silliness in that aspect.
Right.
I'm not defending it. I'm just saying, like,
it
is what it is.
Hold on. You gotta understand. There's no points against you or I for watching or liking the movie.
I'm not saying anything like that. I'm not saying
like
that.
No, that's. I understand that's not what you're saying, but that's what I feel like. That's what I'm hearing.
No, yeah. I'm just okay. You know, I'm over this conversation. Okay.
Yeah. So you know what? I think you're fired. You take it too seriously.
No.
Like, I'm not
get your stuff.
I'm really
and get out.
I don't want to have a existential.
I'm literally just saying my opinion, and emo takes it like
I valued it.
Her.
I valued it.
But I am not taking it like you attacked
just
me.
Saying, yeah, you know what?
I literally did multiple times.
And then you said, "Mom,
but
it's a product of its charm. I know it's a product. I was there. I lived it. I saw the films, and I have the T-shirt." I get it.
A T-shirt?
The T-shirt.
Oh, the T-shirt, yes.
The T-shirt.
Okay.
What T-shirt?
I value your opinion. Thank
what
you.
What T-shirt?
I value yours.
I'm not saying anything else.
I don't value either of y'all's.
Anyways.
I'm over this.
Okay, anything
wait,
else?
She did shoot Pyramid Head. He's presumably a man.
Yeah. We don't know how he identifies.
I guess, but
I would say he's probably like
a demon.
On the spectrum somewhere. Yeah, like on the fluidity.
Yeah, for sure.
Fluid, maybe.
Sure.
Yeah. He was wearing a skirt.
What makes you think that?
Non-binary? Possibly.
He was wearing a tarp skirt.
Well, I think he was definitely assigned male at birth.
Well, we don't know that.
I think so. That's how I'm self-identifying. I'm self-identifying him as a male.
Was he born? Good question.
I don't think he was born.
He was...
I think he was just made into existence.
He was materialized.
Yeah.
I'm identifying him as a man.
It's very presumptuous of you.
No. I'm not presuming that's how he identifies. That's how I'm self-identifying him.
Okay. Well, anyways, do you have anything else to say about this movie?
Nothing of substance. But I did want to say...
Oh, you know what? I thought it was gross that when they were driving home, Sharon was sucking her thumb. Like, girl, you're like 12. Grow up. Ew. What?
Yeah.
Why was she sucking
or
her thumb?
30.
Huh?
She's 12 or 30.
Or 30, literally. She was 12 or 30 years old. Yeah, and she's sucking her thumb.
And it really lingered
on
it.
Yeah, it did. And it's like, why?
You know what? Nadine might be right. Maybe this is a fetish movie.
Maybe a little bit. Maybe a little.
It's kind of weird, actually. Now you really opened my eyes.
Yeah. Because, like, why do we have to watch the stupid kid friggin' suck her thumb? I was like, that's gross.
And it went for too long.
Too long. Oh, and multiple shots. That scene. Yeah, it was at the end. But, like, was the director just saying her, like, oh, you know, just do whatever kids do when they're sleeping or something? And she thought to suck her thumb or...
No, I think suck her thumb was probably, if not written in the screenplay, it was probably a direction.
Yeah.
And that's just speculation, mind you. Speculation. Yeah, you know, there's not much to say. I mean, it's fun. It's a fun movie, honestly.
Yeah, if you can make fun of it, you can watch it with friends and just take jabs.
It's true.
Would you recommend people to watch this? Nadine's saying no.
There's not a lot of people I would recommend this to. Like, I don't even think I would recommend this to, like, a lover of the game. Like, I don't know who I would recommend this to be honest. Mm. Like this is like a Halloween night with the friends kind of movie. Like, it's good for a situation like that with the friends.
Yeah.
Kind of unseriously watch.
Yeah.
If you can watch it unseriously.
For sure you can. Well, would you want to give me a final rating?
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to be relative because I rated the Poughkeepsie Tapes 3. I feel like this should be better than that. I want to say 4. I think I'm going to stick with a 4.
Yeah, I think I'm going to drop it down to a 4.
Wow, a unanimous 4 all around. Nadine?
Oh, a 00.
A double aught. Double aught from Nadine.
Yeah, well, can't win them all.
Yeah, it's kind of weak overall.
Yeah, definitely.
But if you're looking for, like, casual watching horror movie, not bad.
I think for a Halloween party, it makes sense. We're a bunch of hot girls on screen.
That's what I said. Halloween night with the friends.
Background film.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah. Okay, perfect.
Yeah, anything else you want to throw on there?
Nope. Just thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed our show and our discussions. Many discussions were had.
That's true.
Okay. I do not condone violence against women. Just so everyone is clear.
Well, I'm going to edit this to make you look like a monster.
I
hate women. I make violence against women.
I really hope you do, honestly.
I love violence against women.
I hope you do that. Thank you to our sponsors. And
I think it's great how she hurt the women.
I love torture porn.
Oh man.
My favorite part about this movie was all the torture porn. We're gonna splice you into look like a monster.
I hope so.
Okay, Nadine, you wanna add anything?
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here.
Thanks for being here.
Faith?
Yeah.
Nope. Join us next week for Oliver's pick, and we hope you enjoy our...
We're going to watch something good next week, because we've been watching a couple of stinkers.
Yeah.
Duds. Dude.
I just think it's fair, because we've only been watching our favorite movies.
Yeah, but, like, that's a lot of fun. Like, that's a great time.
Yeah, but we have to also mix in some stinkers, bro.
Says who?
The people want it. The people.
If the people want it, well, I'm nothing if not a servant
you know
of the
what?
People.
They probably listen to all our podcasts and they're like, I wish they would just do The Silent Hill. Or I wish they would do something bad like the Poughkeepsie Tapes.
I believe you.
And you know.
It's probably true.
Yeah, because I think people get sick and tired of hearing us just praise these films. Fanboying all over it.
You know what? I could care less, honestly.
I know. I don't think you could, actually. Or you could?
No, I could. You I could care a little bit less. But I still care very little.
Okay, that's fair. Have a great spooky night, everybody. Say goodnight to your audience.
Goodnight, audience. I love you.
I'm not there yet. Thank you, though.
You guys are just friends. It's okay. Faith still has a problem with saying that to me anyways.
That's not true. When was the last time I told you that?
I don't, 6 years ago?
No. Oh.
I still remember the day.
Why is this a bash Iman day today?
Yeah, sometimes everyone falls under the gun once in
Iman
a while.
Iman hates it's
just
women.
Your day.
Iman doesn't open up about her feelings.
It's okay. Listen, if you hate women, it's okay. It's just, you know, plenty of people hate women.